Yo, it's 10:53, so that's earlier than yesterday.
Ooh.
Looks like it's raining outside. Yeah, it was like all sorts of rain and thunder here in New York yesterday. So I didn't go anywhere. I just hung out in the neighborhood. You know who I saw? This is like a couple days ago. I saw Tony Danza, who I've seen a bunch of times. And I saw Tony Shalhoub, who I've seen before. Tony Danza I've seen like a million times. I've seen him sitting on a bench reading a newspaper. I've seen him rollerblading. I've seen him eating Mexican food alone 4 times. But this is the first time I saw Tony Danza and Tony Shalhoub having lunch together out front of a French restaurant right on my own block. The same block where the neighbor from the Americans lives. So, Stan Beeman. Stan Beeman, he's the FBI agent. He lives on my block. Tony Danza and Tony Shalhoub eating French food with two other guys. They might have been Tonys too, for all I know. I didn't want to stare too long because I made Tony Shalhoub uncomfortable the other time I saw him. But they seem to be having a nice time. So, everybody know they all want to be in Bushwick. Like, well, you're better than Tony Shalhoub? You don't want to go out to eat and look over and see Tony Shalhoub and Tony Danza? You don't want to go to the bodega and run into Stan Beeman from the Americans? That's what New York City's about. Being with the elite. It is odd. Just because, a bunch of people know who that person is, and now I see them, and I feel good. It's an odd thing. And I want people to think that when they see me. Oh, I hate how they see me and they think there's another motherfucker. I want them to be, oh my God. Look, there's the guy, we all know who he is. I mean, I'd like it to be for comedy, but God damn it, if it was for something else, I'd be just as happy. No, I wouldn't. I don't want to be famous for, like, ruining a World Series game like that guy. Or is that a playoff game? I think it was a playoff game. The guy that grabbed the ball. Oh, boy, did they hate him in Chicago.
Oh, it's
good news only today. Let's look for good news. Bill Cosby to be sentenced on 24th of September for sexual assault conviction. I think that's, I mean, as good news as getting convicted, right? Or is sentenced. I'm wondering how much time. I'm guessing 20 years. It does, like, pretty much anything's a life sentence, right? But then, if he appeals, does he stay out of jail? I don't know. Let's not, but he's getting sentenced. That's a terrible story. You'd be happy I'm not reading you that headline. It just bum you out. Well, this isn't good news, but red alerts issued for Hawaiian Island Kilauea volcano threat of major eruption. So if you live near that volcano, get out of there. That's just a safety announcement. There might be somebody in Hawaii. They're like, I just listen to podcasts. And I don't really look at the paper or the news or anything. And now they hear this and they're like, oh, ooh, good thing. Good thing I listened to Overslept with Chris Laker, and I learned I was in danger. I would extend that if you live near a volcano. In general, I'd consider moving. If you're within eruption distance of a volcano, I know it's been inactive for so long, I would still say, why not move? Why am I moved to a non-volcano place? Here in my neighborhood of in Manhattan, you know what we don't have? Any volcano, Dan. No volcano. I don't live in a flood zone. There are earthquakes. I think we're pretty safe on those. No tornadoes. Even the last hurricane, no problem. No problems. Everything was cool. So I'd say if you live in near a volcano, there's two apartments. I think people getting evicted in my building. So I let me know. I might be able to get you in there. Getting evicted, I believe tomorrow. So you got to act fast. Apartments don't last that long in New York City. Okay. There might be other people in the building trying to get people in. I'll do what I can. But there's places. Or, just even move to New Jersey somewhere. There's not one volcano in New Jersey, as far as I know. Oh, that's a bad... Oh. This headline, is not only is it sad and terrible, it would make me really angry. Not going to read it. I mean, it's making me angry right now, but I'm not going to talk about it, therefore. Oh, God. You know, there's some terrible people. It's just, most headlines are just like, here's a piece of shit who had a little bit of power and used it to be the even bigger piece of shit. And not going to, let's leave it there. Facebook closed 583 million fake accounts in the first 3 months of 2018. 583 million. I'm going to say that's a lot. Because that's not even all of them, right? That's all I get is friend requests from these fake people. I'm like, why do you even... I don't understand what you're... I guess they just need friends in order to share, like, either fake news or sunglasses. Has anybody, since Facebook began, back all the way back in the early 80s, when Facebook started, has anybody clicked on cheap Ray-Bans ad and followed and tried to purchase some of those cheap Ray-Bans when they've gotten tagged in the ad? They're like, oh, good, somebody tagged me. Somebody knew I wanted discount sunglasses through the mail. And well, this site looks reputable. Let me just give them my credit card information. Has anybody done? I mean, I don't even know if they sell sunglasses. They steal your credit card. What they do? It's like an immediate. Oh, let me block this person, or it's my friend got hacked or something. But let's all leave Facebook. Can we all leave Facebook? We got to do it all at once. And then where do we got? You gotta leave Instagram too. I know you love Instagram. I know it's fun. But you know what? Why don't you text the pictures to your friends, and then the people who aren't your friends Oh, they look at their friends' pictures. How about we all just go back to looking at our friends' pictures that they're close enough friends are like, hey, look at my picture. Yeah, oh, yeah, great. And then, you know, the general public doesn't need to see it. It sounds crazy. It's counterintuitive. It's not what I even want. I want everybody to see my fucking picture. What do you think? I'm not like everybody else? But Facebook is killing everybody. I don't know if they're physically killing us. I'm being hyperbolic. But maybe they are. Maybe this is all a cover-up for Zuckerberg being a serial killer. What a great cover. How great of a cover would it be if you're a serial killer to be the CEO of Facebook, the creator of Facebook, and then nobody suspects him of anything? And then what do they... Oh, where were you the night of this murder, Mark Zuckerberg? Oh, I was coding. I was writing some more Facebook. I'm not accusing anybody. I'm saying it's interesting. Has anybody looked into it? All right. That's something. That's the last thing to think of. Everybody think about that. Maybe he's that's the stupidest idea I've had. All right. Yeah, I'm going to go. But you all be cool. See you tomorrow. We love you.